Side. Hey, Mrs. Akins.
Hello. Hello, Mrs. Bay. How are you?
I'm good. I think I'm just Miss Bay right now.
Hear you.
I said, I think I'm just Miss Bay, like MS.
You know, maybe I'm speaking in the future. I don't know.
You might be speaking in the future. You might.
You like, listen, don't be telling them people I'm married, shoot, because I'm not married yet, baby.
But since the topic of marriage has come up, okay. I did want to talk a little bit about relationships and dating and the Black community. And I know that you have been successful in these things. You are happily married. And we all know that marriages work, so we're not going to get into the details of exactly marriage itself, but more so of like just coming together and forming that bond in the beginning and, you know, just having that strong bond amongst one another, you know? Mm-hmm. So I will share my dating issues.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't call them issues.
Challenges. I tried the online dating stuff, but I'm never in the apps enough to really seriously do it. I even had bought an eHarmony subscription and I had to cancel it because I was like, I don't even get on enough, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, that didn't really work for me. But then, you know, before COVID, I wasn't really the social butterfly. But now with COVID, it's like, you know, even more challenging to be out to meet and greet people, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny you mention online dating because, like, that's how I met my husband, was through online. Actually, it was Plenty of Fish. But I never, like, and the crazy thing about it was, like, I never got online and, like, dated. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think, like, a long time ago, I don't know if you even remember if it even was in your area. Huh?
What, the chat line?
Yeah, remember the chat line?
Yes, girl.
I was catfished by the chat line, girl.
What?
Yes, like when I was in college. Yes, like I was talking to this guy for like months. And, like, I was really liking him and everything. And then finally he let me come see him. And, yeah, totally catfish. Like, totally opposite. I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I mean, I'm getting out of here. So when I had, because I was previously married, you know. And, you know, I just had a couple of, you know, I had a colleague, a good colleague, I can say, is a friend. And then my aunt. You know, they were like, you should try online. And, like, I really didn't want to, but I just ended up doing it. And it was, like, some crazy people on there, for sure. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I kept coming across my husband's picture. Like, it kept coming across. Mm-hmm. But I was like,
yeah.
And so one day I was like, you know what, I'm gonna click on. Now mind you, I've never met anyone on there. I would probably like text people was like so big with texting, but no one ever wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually he did something that was extremely funny. He got my attention with that, and then he was like, call me, you know. Mm-hmm. I drive a lot, so just call me. So it was like, that was it. Like, we just talked every single day. Yeah, and we just, you know, one thing I can say that was different with this relationship compared to others was that, like, we were totally, like, honest about our past relationships, what didn't work in our past relationships. Because I think what it did was, like, for me anyway, like, it allowed me to understand him a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So, like, when he would do certain things, I would be like, okay, I don't think this is me. He's just dealing with things of the past, and I can't take it too personal, mm-hmm. you know, because I know that, you know, it takes time to heal. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So I think that's why I think it's important to talk about it, because, you know, and there was things that I did, you know, that he's like, okay, just, I'm not that person. Mm-hmm. Don't be taking stuff out on me, you know. And so we both had to do each other like that. But it was, but if we didn't know that, then would it have worked the way it's, you know, would it have gotten to this level? I don't know, you know, but that was something that I know we did do. We talked every single day about all, I mean, we got some heated discussions.
Really?
Yes. Like, serious discussions about how, you know, relationships should go, and, like, our personal values, and, like, it was like we talked about a lot of stuff. Like, we really got to know each other, and we wasn't afraid to have an argument, and not really an argument, but we weren't afraid to disagree with one another. Yeah, so I think that's important too, is like not being, I guess, being open.
I agree, I definitely agree with that. I think that's important. I think communication is very, very important. And I think you're one of the lucky ones, girl. One of the lucky ones.
You know, like
you know, definitely, you know, you got a good husband, you're happy, and that's important. And, you know, I definitely want to go that path with my personal life, you know.
What path is that?
The path of marriage, you know. Yeah, I'm the divorcee. You know, I didn't get it right the first time, but I am definitely sure that this time around I will get it correct.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that I'm big on is communication. You know what I mean? And just being fair. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And
some people are, like, selfish to the point where they won't consider the other individual or the whole dynamics of everything. But, you know, I have to, if I know that there's a certain dynamic, I have to consider all the people that's involved in that dynamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. You do. You really do, because a relationship is not about one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about everybody. And the thing about it, it's not even just about you and that person. It's about their family.
Yep.
Their friends. Mm-hmm. Even though people want to make it seem like, you know, those things don't matter, they really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and friends and family will actually let you know about that person.
True.
You know, like,
my sister-in-law definitely tried to tell me about my ex-husband, girl.
Mine too, girl.
But I was just young, like, what are you talking about? You like, yep. Now you talking about your brother.
Right. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy, because that's exactly what it was for me. The same exact thing. That is so crazy, because they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Especially they see that you're a woman of quality and of integrity. They're like, girl, mm-mm.
Especially if you have kids, too, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you don't want to put your kids through certain things.
That's true.
So what's going on with you in your love life? Anything sparkling or... You know,
there's a few sparkles. I don't know if it's a full-fledged flame yet. There's definitely a few sparkles. So I'm dating. You know, I'm single right now, but I am dating. And I met a guy, and you know, he seems nice. He was open and honest with me. However, he's kind of in a situationship. And I'm not really feeling this situationship. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Is he in an entanglement?
He, I don't know what he in, girl. I don't know what it is. I don't think he know what it is.
Yeah.
I think he just, you know, it might be an entanglement. Who knows, you know?
But you know what I find, too, is that in dating, too, with men, and I think with women, too, we may just don't want to admit it, but you do have to, like, give time when you first meet. You know what I mean? Like, you have to give, because people are in other situations before they meet you, you know, most of the time. And so they may just not be happy, or maybe they're just doing it because it ain't nothing else to do, you know? And so I think it's important to be open in those first parts of dating, because, you know, people have to get their life situated. They have to see, do I want to be with this person? You know, should I let that other person go? Is this person even worth letting that other person go? And so I think, you know, both sides have to show their worth, you know, because it's like, hey, I'm not about to give up my stuff if, shoot.
But how do you think a guy shows his worth?
For me, I think showing interest in you, you know, calling you. You're not always the one calling them, you know, going, you know, getting to know each other, talking, communicating, them wanting to know things about you and, you know, where do you see yourself? You know, and I don't think guys typically don't ask that question, where do you see yourself? I think it's mainly us as women. But, you know, at least, you know, them having some kind of interest in me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want no guy where it's like I always have to, you know, hunt you down and see what you're doing. Like, take me somewhere. But, you know, I will take you somewhere, too. You know, but I need you to show me first, because you are the man, because you're supposed to be the head. You know, you're supposed to be the leader, and we are leaders too as women. But I think that as a woman, we want to be taken care of, you know, to on a certain level. We want someone who's strong and, you know, motivated and shows interest in us. You know, we're not like the man where we want to hunt people down.
Exactly.
You know, usually men, we want to know, like, okay, you want me. You know, so
I have to agree with that. I definitely have to agree with that. I think that's very important, you know.
Yep, it is, because, and I think it also, when you're being upfront and honest, it helps to say, okay, this person really likes me. Let me, you know, do what I do. You know what I mean? And it also can help you decide, like, okay, do I want to switch up my life for this person? And not switch up your life, but in regards to dating other people.
My life.
Yeah, you know, like, do I want to let go of all these, you know, I don't know how many people you would have, but I'm just saying, like, do you want to let go? Because as women, we will let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we find someone that we want to ultimately, you know, we could see ourselves being with long term. We will let other people go, and we will commit ourselves to this one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when you find a good woman, like, she would just, man, she'll do a lot. And I know that's you, because that's me.
But you know what, to be honest with you, I found myself in my past situations doing a lot.
Like in the beginning?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, I don't do so much anymore. Like, I used to cook whole full course meals and stuff, you know what I mean?
But I think that you should do that, though, while dating. Because what happens is it's almost like an interview.
I think it depends. I don't think you should do that. I think you have to be dating for a while before you do that, you know, for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I think the first couple of dates should just be, like, outside. And it doesn't have to be something extravagant, you know. You can.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I would say first few dates. But I mean, like, if you've been dating for a couple of months,
Yeah,
so
that's
okay. I think that's, you know, even a month, you know, I would say maybe a couple of months, you know, you say, well, you know, and it's not like you're cooking for them every single time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, let me show you what I could do. You know, mm-hmm. I do got skills.
Girl, I did that one time for a guy. I was like maybe the second month within us dating. And after he ate that food, he was like, I want to be exclusive with you.
I don't need to cook dinners for nobody else.
Like, I gotta watch this stuff now. This stuff is dangerous. Dangerous. They don't be trying to go nowhere, but then they want to do things how they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay and do what you want to do, but that ain't gonna work. Okay.
But you know what I think has helped me too with dating? That I found is like dating someone who has the same ethics and morals that I have.
True.
Yeah. Because when it comes down to making that commitment, you guys are on that same level of how you view life. And so it becomes an easier process, you know, than a forceful one.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep, that's important. So the one that I like, we do have the same morals,
mm-hmm.
same values, and it's weird because he acts a lot like me.
Mm-hmm.
So some stuff I want to like argue down about, but then I'm like, this sounds really familiar.
Like, I'm the same way. Then you gotta be bad at yourself.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, God, let's see what you're doing. Give me the direct reflection of me. So I need to work on some things. This is things I need to work on, you know?
And you know, you brought that up, working on things. That is something else that is important to know, like to know the strengths and weaknesses of each other. And to be vulnerable enough to share that. Because what happens is that we know nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? But when you're able to see, like, if he has, his strength is your weakness, your strength is his weakness, that's just like, you guys are gonna make each other better. You're gonna grow together. You know, you're gonna have because it's, you're gonna grow. You know, and it's okay to grow together with. So, I mean, that's the most, I love it, you know, when you can grow together, you know, but there has to be some kind of something you know, like, what can you help?
You have to have a foundation. And that's why I think friendship is so important in the beginning. I mean, and throughout, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that gives you that foundation, you know?
Yeah, it does, because you remember, you know, because you can laugh, because what is friendship? You doing, when you're with your friends, all you're doing is laughing, joking around with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at, like, the older people that, like, live in long marriages, like, they joke with each other all the time. Like picking on each other, but that's something they do with each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just funny. It's just funny because I think in my previous marriage, I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that where we can, you know, it was like everything I said, he just took it so seriously. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But with now, my husband, you know, we really like are silly together, you know? And it does help in our marriage, especially if we are in the middle of an argument and then one of us says something that's, it's like, you can't do nothing but laugh, you know what I mean? And so, and that really helps. It really helps, like, just take the tense out of the whole conversation.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you are doing some great and marvelous things.
Please, what I'm doing?
Girl, you've got a production company. Okay. She's got a production company. She's about to have her master's. She has her master's. She's on the honor roll. All American woman.
Hey, I will take that. You know, I am really, you know, Miss Bay, as you would say. I am, you know, honestly though, I'm just trying to live my will. You know, I'm just trying to I'm just trying to figure it out, figure my life out, do the things that in my heart I know is gonna benefit other people. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time it benefits me. This whole time doing these things have been such a great, I feel like it's just been one big or several just different lessons and learnings and growths and just learning myself and, you know, seeing, you know, what is it that you really want? You know, what do you really want to do? And so I think as long as we don't stop trying, you know, we keep trying to figure life out, you know, it's going to come together. It's going to all come together.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. And I'm very proud of you. And I hope I know you are. And I'm just looking forward to see all of the unfoldings.
Yes, we actually are going to be starting production. We're in pre-production right now for the short film Old Road, and so we're going to be shooting next month, so I'm pretty excited. Well, this is my first film. You know, I typically do stage plays, and so this is my very first film, and so it's pretty exciting. I've just been focusing on school right now and work. I haven't even had time to even stress about that, but that's coming, I know.
They say when you're doing work that you love, it's not really, it doesn't feel like it's hard to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I know you love the theater. So yeah. I think even though it's gonna take some time and some energy, that you're gonna enjoy it. You know, you're gonna enjoy all of it, and you're gonna learn from it and grow from it, and be doing your second one before we know it. You know, and on and on.
Yeah, I'm excited. I gotta get you down here so you can be in something.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, your one of your songs is gonna be in the movie.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes. Yeah, so we're excited about that. We're having all, you know, independent artists on the soundtrack, so pretty excited. We just did a song this past weekend. My son is actually in the movie, and he did a song for the movie, and it's fire. I'm just so excited. I'm so excited for this project, and I think I haven't had the opportunity just to be so excited because I'm at the ending of my last class, and so just dealing with that. But today's exactly the last day.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes, and I start my my practicum in next week.
Damn.
Yeah. So I mean, I'll have a class with practicum. And I don't at all know what to expect from that. So I don't know if it's going to be like a regular class or what the expectations of it is. So I'm just ready for it all to keep, you know, I'm almost there. So.
Got this, girl. You got this.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you for having me on and talking about relationships. And
absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Once I become officially licensed, you know, we can have some therapeutic conversations with your audience, and you know,
That sounds great. I like it like that.
I like it like that.
I like it like that. I got soul. I got soul.
Man. Well, I wish the best for you and your relationships. And I am bringing positiveness to your relationships, and I know that you are very close. Very close to that husband of yours.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll take that. I'm getting that feeling too, you know, getting that that little inkling.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we know as women.
Mm-hmm.
We could fight it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait a minute, this ain't what I want, and then God would step in and be like,
"This is you something." Okay.
Yeah, because he stepped in on me. Like, you ain't about to just be out here. I got something to tell you what you need to do. I was in denial, like, no, I did not want to do that. And you know, you gotta follow God's will. You gotta follow what he says, because things will not be, you know, who knows what would have happened if I didn't. You know, maybe I would have, you know, been with someone I wasn't supposed to, or you know, I don't know what would have happened if I didn't listen, you know.
So
yep.
Whew, I am getting my my instrumental. I found one for the song.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited. I can't wait to hear it.
I'm excited too.
Yes.
Excited.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you, girl. I just wanted to get on here and kind of ventilate a little bit. I've been doing more of my music, working on my exercises and putting together my equipment and stuff. You know, I got on live earlier without doing a sound check. It was horrible.
What happened?
I was using my headphones that have the little mic connected to it. Uh-huh. And I thought that little mic could pick up the music and my voice at the same time, but it doesn't. And it picked up even more, kind of like if I had the phone or a speakerphone type deal. So that didn't work. So what I did was, and I recorded like a whole hour almost of live. Like, people were coming in and everything, and it was like, what the fuck? I'm not getting any hearts or anything. What's going on?
Said I'm not getting any hearts. No one's liking this. What's going on?
So I said, let me check it, you know? So I did. So when I listened to it, I was like, oh no. So I just deleted it really quick, and I'm actually a little hoarse because I did another round. So I did 7 songs first time, and then I had to do them again because of the background and the sound. That microphone is not for singing. That's my microphone is for talking, you know?
It's not
like this professional, beautiful mic that I'm talking in front of right now that I need to get a wire for so I can put it to use. But my phone mic actually works good for the singing and stuff. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm like, you know what? That's what the hell I'm gonna keep on doing. So I did a sound check afterwards of with just my phone, and it sounded much better. So I said, you know what? Let me just do it again. And so I just jumped right back in it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we learn from things.
Mm-hmm. The day has been exercise, my vocals, my body. I tried that machine that I have too, which I love it.
Ooh. And
machine too. And water and singing. That's my whole day today.
Singing. Well, that sounds like fun.
It was fun. My friend reached out to me too.
Okay.
I think I might give him a call.
You should.
I think I should.
Well, hey, all I've been doing was working on a paper all day, and I'm still not done. I thought I'd take a break.
You know what?
A couple of hours.
I promised. I thought you were taking a victory break.
No, ma'am.
When you sent me that picture of you, I was like, oh, that's the victory. That's the after the paper is done. Okay.
No, it was funny because that's what I was going to do initially. But I was like, I just need something now. You know what I mean? I've been working on it since yesterday and then all day today. And I'm just like, I need to just relax for a minute so I can just finish it, you know? Because I get up every 30, 40 minutes, I have to get up and move around. And so I was like, let me just take a nice relaxing bath and, you know, and just really get ready. And then I, you know, I seen your message like, hey, let's do a podcast. And I was like, yes.
Because I want to grow this audience too, you know. I have a couple of different audiences, you know. I want to just kind of grow and border all of them. I've done a lot of podcasts already, you know, but I kind of feel like I need to do them more regularly, you know.
Well, you audience viewers, make sure you share this on your social media.
Absolutely.
You know, and show some support. We appreciate you guys. I know she does, and I listen in. You have some good topics and stuff, so yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. And you are going to be doing something similar soon, right?
Well, I have a podcast. Just
okay.
Me. I am good enough. Yeah. So I have the podcast, and we be
tell people your podcast so they can tune into yours too.
Yeah, so it's just me. I am good enough, and basically, we just talk about growing yourself as an individual. And a lot of whenever I have, you know, guests on, we just talk about, you know, what they're doing and how they came about doing those things. What makes them feel like they are good enough? Because there's always a time where we may not feel good enough. We may not feel like we don't have what it takes to do certain things, or we don't have the confidence. So we feel like we don't look it. We don't have the look or whatever. And so it's a very motivational podcast to help motivate you, encourage you to push forward and know that you are good enough to do whatever and anything you want to do.
Absolutely. I love that encouragement and motivation. We need it much, especially this time.
Yeah. So, and we have a segment on there where we're talking about like your body and water and how important water is, just nutrition. And we have relationship one on there too. It's actually about marriages. The last one we did, that was a pretty fun one. You're on one of my podcasts too, my very first one.
Yeah.
For season one.
To this platform.
Yeah. Season one, you were the first guest on the show. That was a pretty fun, that was a deep one, actually. That was a real deep one.
It was.
Yep. So, well, I'm excited for the growth of your podcast and your music endeavors and all the other things that I know that you're doing, but I won't mention because I don't know if you've already mentioned it.
gotcha. Yeah. Keep them under wraps for now. I'm looking at this license preview, girl, and I don't know. It says I can use it for profit live performances. A limited online audio stream, my music recording, distribute up to a limited copy, right? Sounds really good, right? But it's a non-exclusive license.
that mean the other people can use it?
I think so. And it says, with the publishing, it says the licensee owns 50% of the writer's share.
Oh, wow.
So I'm taking that as, that means that they, the song that I write, if it becomes big, like, they're going to own 50%.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I think that's what it means to me.
Yeah. Licensee. What do you think about that?
I mean, what type of platform is it?
This is beatstars.com.
You know, I know someone where you can get beats for like $35.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they do have, it's not only yours. I think that's actually normal. Now that I'm thinking about it, because I remember he was telling me, because I got a beat for the movie on there. He was saying that usually how it works is whoever makes the beat, yeah, unless you buy the beat outright, which you could buy the beat outright, probably for like a, like what I seen on his side was like $400.
Okay.
If you buy the beat totally outright, then they don't have no rights at all to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
This that I'm looking at is it's unlimited profit use. MP3, wave, and track. This is as high as it goes, but it's 200 for it. But that's with this particular person, but I really like this beat. You want to hear a little preview?
Sure. Seem really relaxing.
A record of all my accounts. I thought I did that. But yes, so that is the instrumental to the wonderful song that's going to be featured in your film. Yay! We will definitely do like a little release thing on the podcast show so we can get people to know where it's at and where they can get it and see it and all that good stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm super excited about that. And yeah. So thank you so much, Mrs. Akins.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for having me in.
Absolutely.
Talking some good conversation.
I got nothing but love for you.
Hey.
Nothing but love for you.
Baby.
I was waiting for you to chime in.
I got it the second time. I was like, oh.
Alrighty. Well, I am going to close out this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Super T Podcast Show. Stay tuned for future shows coming in the future. And be sure to look for Just Me, I Am Good Enough. And follow that podcast too and subscribe.
Yay! Bye!
Later, everyone.